question was asked, if a person dons on a new pair of tzitzis during the day, does one make a new blessing? So the answer is yes. Technically, it's birkat mitzvot. The blessing on tzitzit is a blessing on a mitzvah. And when one makes the blessing, so then that encompasses the mitzvot, which one will do directly following the blessing. So if one made the blessing upon wearing tzitzit in the morning, and then an hour later one is going to don another pair of tzitzit, so the blessing you made an hour ago doesn't still affect the mitzvah you're going to do an hour later. I had once where I made new tzitzit, and after I made it, I wanted to wear it. So I put it on, and then I said, wait, I need to make a new bracha. I'd made a bracha on the tzitzit I was wearing under my shirt when I put it on in the morning. I don't make a bracha when I put it on in the morning, because my blessing in shul, itatef b'tzitzit, encompasses the talit katan that I'm wearing. So even though we view it as wearing a garment is considered in the Gemara and in Halacha as an active act, as we see in the case of one who is caught wearing kilayim, that's considered that he is being proactive in his transgression by wearing kilayim. So we do see from the Gemara that the Gemara views wearing something as being active. We would think it's passive. So you could argue, I'm doing the mitzvah all the time. I made a blessing and I'm still doing the mitzvah. And even so, the blessing does not encompass what will come on later, the new pair of tzitzit. You made a blessing on this tzitzit. If an hour later you're putting on another tzitzit, you need a new blessing. Where's the cutoff mark? I don't know. Is it after 10 seconds? Is it after 1 minute? Where do we say it's a sechadat already? I don't have a clear answer on that.